Army Command and Staff School, I think was the title at Fort Leavenworth. We had an automobile. Things were rationed in those days. We had an automobile, but I didn't ride in that automobile because we had two airplanes to fly us from place to place. We were not supposed to have dependents with us. If we did, it was at our own cost. So my mother had the car, we're all packed up to come back and go on to Newport, Rhode Island. She had been carrying some other wives with her, but now it's just the two of us going back to Newport, Rhode Island. So I had classes until early in the afternoon. And I said, now, when you pick me up at the college, at a certain time. So we're all packed, not that we had too much. And I got a call at the college. Nana was on the phone. She said, I was just going around a corner to get some gasoline. I hit the curb and tore the rear tire. Now we don't have a spare. So I forget how I got to her. I got the guy, somebody changed the tire to the spare. And I inquired as to where the rationing board was. Tires were not only rationed, they were artificial rubber. Oh yeah, the natural rubber was almost non-existent. And the new rubber had come in, the artificial rubber. So I was directed to a lawyer in town. We weren't too far away from there, small town. And on my way, I saw a tire store. I inquired whether he had a certain size tire, my size. Yes, he just gotten a shipment. I said, hold one out. Don't sell it. I'll be back with a ration coupon. So he wrote out a tire, a coupon. I went back, had a new tire put on. And when you put on a new tire in those days of that artificial rubber, you had to break it in. So you shouldn't go more than 30, 35 miles an hour for the first 500 miles. We had plenty of time because we're going to stop in Pittsburgh and visit my aunt and uncle. So we got that done, and I went back to War College, and she went to finish what she wanted to do. Ring-a-ring-a-ding, it's your Nana again. I said, what happened? She said, I went around another corner and blew out another tire. I'm not going to tell you the rest of the story because it would be repetitive of the first half. You can imagine the look on that lawyer's face when I came back for a second ration coupon. And the man at the tire store told me I was lucky, but because I was in uniform, they would... So that's Nana at Fort Leavenworth.